Aren't we the most secure in deep sleep, which is the absence of the me? That is the most secure we all are, in deep sleep, when you're absent. You know, like my teacher would say, someone very, 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 very troubled in life. Very troubled. If he were to tell this person that death is nothing but a long, deep sleep, that person would welcome it when it happened. Because it is the absence of me and my troubles. And everyone knows what that is. Otherwise, why would we want peace? You can only want something which you know. You cannot want something which you don't know what it will bring about for you. Deep down, we all know what it is to be at peace, because all this is disturbing our peace. All our travails and tribulations of life are disturbing this peace. So either we are going through life extremely disturbed with each and every event that happens in life, or we are going to find our peace through those events. When we realize that all I can do is do my best, thereafter it is God's will. I know someone who's a very wealthy man's son. He must have tried at least 5 different businesses, all failed. He felt very bad. And then one day we spoke and I said, look, I said, what are you doing now? He said, I'm managing the wealth of the family. That much I'm doing, because everything else I've done, I failed at. So I said, you failed because you were meant to fail. You tried your best, not once, not twice, not thrice, not 4 times. And of course, disappointment, dejection, hurt must have really arisen in his case. I'm not good enough. But when you accept that was meant to happen, now manage your father's wealth, family's wealth. Do it to the best of your ability for that. So the acceptance of what is, instead of beating himself up, why was I a failure? Why didn't I do my best? Why was I not good enough? Why does God hate me so much that he made me fail in 5 businesses? You see, that is the ego which thinks it can control outcomes. I should have been a success in my business. I got 90% in ICSE. I got a first class in BCom. I should have been a success. But because the outcome was not what I wanted, I'm suffering. But when I accept I have no control over the outcome, all I can do is try my best. The man of understanding, it's not he doesn't feel disappointment. He will feel it. But then, not my will, O Lord, but thine be done. That is what, that becomes the mantra.